I'm going to have everybody's attention 1 second. This is awesome. Let me tell you, this is what a great turnout. This is awesome. We thank you for being here. This is awesome. What I want to do here, hey, I want to thank you all for coming out here. And I have said this time and time again as we went through this recruiting process. As you're going through and you're looking at a program as a young man, we're a program right now, and I say we're all included in this. It's won 3 games in the last 2 years. But when you can sit down and pull out attendance figures and say that there's only 3 people in our schedule that outdrew us, and yet we won 3 games, and the support of this place is a huge selling point for this university. And I want to say thank you for your contribution to this program, because you give us a base and a foundation and a support to turn and help sell to build this program back into a top 20 contender. And I want to thank you for your work. Thank you. This is my first opportunity really to talk a little bit about this staff, and I got to be one of the luckiest guys in the country to have the caliber of people picked up and left where they were to come to East Carolina and work with me. They always say Moses died leaning on his staff. The same's going to be said of me, because I'm going to lean on this staff, and I'm going to lean on it hard, without a doubt. I'm going to introduce these coaches, and I'm going to bring them up and have them come up here real quick. And then I'm going to have them stay, I'm going to bring them up here and I'll talk a little bit about them. And then I'll get on to the recruits and talk a little bit more about them. But this is their first experience to have the opportunity to say hello to the people that are of the Pirate Nation as well. So we need to make sure we give them a warm welcome. The first guy that's coming back here is the assistant head coach. He's been in North Carolina for 10 years. He's been in East Carolina before that. He coached at Connecticut way back when, came to us from Illinois, where he's been for the last 5 years. A guy, y'all probably know these guys before I introduce them, but this guy, I'm telling you, is a remarkable person. He's a great recruiter. He's a great football coach. He's got an unbelievable intensity, but this guy is an unbelievable person, and that's Coach Donnie Thompson. You want to say it, Greg?
I wasn't expecting this. Hey, this is a great start. It's a great start. I'm glad to be back. Hey, go Pirates!
Next guy, I had an opportunity to play with in college. I had an opportunity to be a head coach for the first time. He was my offensive line coach. He left Connecticut. He went to Cincinnati. He was a graduate assistant for me, first in Notre Dame, was my offensive line coach in Connecticut. Went to Cincinnati as a linebacker coach, left there, went to Minnesota as a recruiting coordinator at the University of Minnesota, then was promoted to the defensive coordinator, was a defensive coordinator there for the last 2 years or 3 years? The last 2 years, was a defensive coordinator. He had a great job, very comfortable. I won't say very comfortable in Minneapolis, Minnesota, but he was very comfortable professionally as a coordinator in the Big Ten. I called him and I said, Greg, I'm going to ask you something. I said, I at least got to test the waters and see how you feel. I'm going to ask you if you would come with me to East Carolina as we turn that thing around. He said, you tell me what date you want me to start, I'll be there. Here's the guy for what he gave up. I think the world of him. His son is my godson. I think the world of him. I think he's just a great person, a great coach, and that's Coach Greg Petzl.
As you can see, we hired an intense defensive line coach. And I got one thing to say. Man, it's warm here. I can, as a defensive coordinator, I can promise you 3 things. We'll play hard, we'll be well coached, and we'll win.
The next guy on defense is a guy named Rock Roman. And Rock Rock again, Rock played at Notre Dame, was with Ron Cooper, they were at Eastern Michigan, they went to Louisville, we went with Ron Cooper down to Alabama A&M first, Alabama A&M first. When Ron Cooper left there, he went on over to Alabama State. I think this guy is a gold mine. For me to have the opportunity to hire a guy of this caliber of a coach here, recruiter in person, and once you get around the guy for, well, you'll know in about 2 seconds. I mean, he may be the most intense individual that I've ever been around in my life. And when I was sitting down and saying, what do we need as a staff? If we're going to turn this thing around, we need to build a toughness, a discipline, and an intensity on defense where we play the game like our hair's on fire. The best analogy I use is the guy coaching the linebacker comes to work every day like his hair's on fire. I mean, he is excited to come to work. You can't carry on a conversation with him in a restaurant because it's like, Coach, I'm just telling you, I think that people are turning their heads and looking at him. He's the most intense guy, not just on the football field, in everything he does, and that's Coach Rock Roman.
How about that player pass?
Okay, this is impressive to see the amount of support here. And I coached at the University of Louisville. We had the opportunity to line up against the Pirates. When that Pirate machine was rolling, we knew one thing. When you play East Carolina, you better buckle up that chin strap. And that attitude is coming back. The great man, North Carolina. Support here is great. Very honored and excited to be here. I can't wait to get going. Thank you very much.
On the offensive side of the ball, there are 5 coaches on the offensive side of the ball we brought in. There is one last coach on defense to hire. It's one of the secondary coaches. I'm on the finishing touches on that. We're going to turn and wait to release that on Monday. That will become official with everything, but the entire staff pretty much is done at this point. But I will go over that a little bit more on Monday. You'll read about that a little bit more on Monday. The offensive side of the ball, excited about a guy named Steve Shankweiler. Y'all know Steve. He's been here before. His son is presently on this team. I was fortunate enough to have the opportunity to coach Coach Shankweiler a year ago at the University of South Carolina. He came in, was the offensive line coach. I was just impressed with his organization, his intensity with the players, his knowledge of the game. And when I came up here, one of the first things I did was talk to Steve and said, I'd like for you to be the offensive line coach. And as we went through this and we started looking at everything, and I talked to a couple other people, the more comfortable I became with Coach Shankweiler being the offensive coordinator, because he knows exactly what I want to do. I didn't want to go on the outside and hire a coordinator that I'd never worked with before. He knows exactly what I want to do, how I want to do it, and being together for a year made it a very easy and very smooth transition. A guy I trust unbelievably, our offensive coordinator and our offensive line coach, Coach Steve Shankweiler.
With people like y'all. And what's been really neat for the last couple of weeks is watching a young staff come together, not young, most of us pretty old, but young in terms of being together and watching the effort we put in recruiting. Played in the last couple of days, we've been working on some things on offense, and holy cow, we got some guys on the offensive staff. I'm not like Coach Hudson. I'm not going to get for making a bunch of promises, but I will tell you this. I will tell you this, we on offense, we will be very aggressive. We will play very physical. We'll go back to running the football the way it's supposed to be run. And we'll have a lot of fun doing it. And like I said, we got some great guys to help get it. I appreciate your support. I've been here when it was rolling. You know what it's like. I know what it's like. We all know what it takes to get there. Let's get it done together. Thank you.
The next guy I bring out here was, again, he was with Coach Cooper at Eastern Michigan, Louisville, was with Rock. He's a guy that I had never worked with before we came here. He is a guy that I've known of, a great respect for, and everybody I talked to just ran rave about the type of coach he was. He was the head coach of Tennessee Chattanooga. He left there. He was in Western Carolina. His father's a high school coach in the state. His two brothers are high school coaches in the state. I brought him here to coach wide receivers. I made him the recruiting coordinator. The job that we did to organize and put this class together in a very short period of time under some very difficult circumstances has just been incredible. And I think just an unbelievable coach is going to do a great job with our wide receivers, and that's Coach Donnie Kirkpatrick.
There, and I was a little worried, but I thought they were standing up and walk out first. And I think I was very clapping over there. But I will tell you, it is impressive to come up here and see so many people here today. Though I will tell you what, I'm not surprised. I grew up in the state of North Carolina, like Coach said. My father was a high school coach. Both brothers went into high school coaching. And I've always known of East Carolina, though I've never had the opportunity to come here and coach before. I always wanted the opportunity to do that, and I always heard the great support that you had here, and I knew of it. It really, really paid dividends, I think, for us this year with our recruiting, because we were able to sell a university that is, a tremendous place to come to school, but also because of the great enthusiasm that the Pirate Nation had. So it took me 22 years of college coaching to get it right, but I'm here. I plan on being here for a long time, and I just can't wait to get started with the season. Thank you very, very much.
Guy was a graduate assistant for my father when he was at the University of Minnesota. I kind of met him at that time and never really had the opportunity to work for him. Went out and was working with a guy in Nevada, Las Vegas, and Coach Strong. Then he turned and left there and he went to the University of Illinois. He's been at the University of Illinois for the last 15 years. He has been a 15 or 14, Coach? 8 years. Sorry about that. But the last 13 years, been at the University of Illinois. Been the special teams coordinator. This guy, in the short period of time that I've been around him, and what he's done with these special teams already. Just we sent him out on the road only about 2 days because we didn't hire him until right at the end of the year. And we sent him out on the road in 2 days. And what he did in coming back with the kicker that we signed and Robert Lee. And the guy, the credentials that he has, the way that these players respond to him, could be our tight end coach and our special teams coordinator, and that's Coach Greg McMahon.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I got here a month ago today, and I can tell you this, I had a very close friend back north that I grew up in Greenville. He's an East Carolina grad. When I got the job, he told me, he said, every day you're there, you'll appreciate the Greenville and East Carolina more and more. And my wife flew in on Saturday, and she and I were talking last night at dinner, and it's so impressive. And it takes you back what East Carolina football means to the east part of the state. And I've sat in these recruiting receptions for the last 13 years, and there's nothing like the reception we have here. The tradition, the pride of this program, it just takes me back. I'm so excited to be here, and I can't wait. I can't tell you how much I'm impressed with these coaches. We're working with the Coach Holtz, and I just look forward to meeting all of you. Thank you very, very much.
Next guy will be really no introduction here. Played running back here, left here, got into coaching. He was at Army, was down at Louisiana Monroe. He was one of the guys when I had the opportunity to sit down and talk with Terry Holland and Nick Floyd on the very initial interview. This guy's name came up. And after sitting down and doing a little research about him, just everybody rant and rave about him as a person, and now being around him for the 2 months I've been around him, it's easy to see why. He was a great player here, but he is a class young man. I think he's going to be a great football coach. He's an excellent recruiter, and that's Coach Junior Smith.
To get it back to where we remember The hardest thing for me was being on those other sidelines, especially when I was up at Army and we had to come in here and we were trying to, you know, beat the Pirate Nation, and that was really tough. But I praise God for the opportunity to be back. Look forward to meeting and seeing all the old friends and things like that. And I believe we're going to get it done. We're going to get it done here. We're working with a great staff. It's a great group of guys, guys that are committed, going to be loyal to the program, and we're going to get it back the way it used to be. Thank you.
He has no idea he's going to be sitting it up come fall, you know. He has no idea he's going to be out there touching that rock again. Put him under a different number. The last guy to kind of round out the staff, the full-time coaches that we've hired, I had the opportunity to coach this young man. He was a quarterback at South Carolina when we first went to South Carolina. He was the only quarterback on scholarship. Took a beating in our first season. We went 0-11. He got injured about the fourth game of the year. Got Mississippi State, came back at the end for the final two games of the year. I have great respect for what this guy's been through in his life, what he's done to overcome everything to be where he is today. And I remember talking to him when he was a senior and saying, you know, what are you going to do when you get out? He said, well, I don't know. I'm probably going to get into sales or do this or do that. I said, you really ought to give coaching a thought, because I think this guy's got a tremendous amount of ability and an awful lot to offer a young man as a quarterback coach. He got hurt that first year. He came back. He played the next 2 years, his junior and senior year in South Carolina. They're the two most winningest seasons in South Carolina history. He took us to the Outback Bowl his junior year, and then he was the MVP of the Outback Bowl his senior year. He's a great player, but he's just going to be a tremendous coach, and that's Coach Phil Petty.
Great to see everybody here today. This is phenomenal. I want to say that. Give yourself out of being here and being part of this. Give yourself out of here. I always teach Coach, when I met Coach Smith, and he said, you know, I found out, he said, yeah, I was the all-time leader last year. And I said, man, you must have had a great offensive line. I always tease him about that. I'm just kidding. He's thinking, wait till I get him back. When I found out that Coach Holtz was probably coming up to East Carolina, my buddy said, what do you think of when you think of East Carolina? I said, well, I think of the 28 times they knocked me down when I was a quarterback in 1999 at Columbia. So I know what it's like to play East Carolina, and I know what it's like when we dreaded playing. They beat us 22-0 that day, I think. So I'm excited to see that come back to East Carolina. I want you to know I'm excited to be here, part of the Pirate Nation. Thank you.
Four of the guys that I just want to acknowledge. One is Clifford Snow. Where's Clifford Snow? Clifford Snow, this guy right here, is the most phenomenal football operations guy there is in the country. And I say that, the guy is just incredible with what he does. If you have an opportunity to get around him at all, you'll realize just how good he is. And it's the one thing you hear constantly everywhere. When he left Connecticut, when he left South Carolina, the thing that you hear just come back time and time again, boy, we really miss Clifford. He is as good as there is. I'll tell you, I had the opportunity to first hire Clifford. Clifford was my defensive line coach when I was in Connecticut. He used to come out every day in his black high-top cleats to coach that defensive line. He's a guy who's just so organized. We put him into administration. When I was coming here, I sat down, I said, Clifford, I'd really like you to come with me to the football ops guy. He told me he was coming. We got in the car to come up here the next day, and Urban Meyer called him and said, Coach, I just need to tell you that Urban Meyer called me and offered me a job. My stomach, my heart kind of sunk down in my stomach. I said, I told him I have a job, thank you, I'm going to East Carolina. He's just loyal as he can be, and he's an unbelievable worker. The other guy I want to introduce real quick is a guy that everybody here knows, and I know he probably knows everybody's name in this room. It's the one thing I had a chance to meet him a couple years ago when he came down to be playing in South Carolina, and that's Coach Harold Robinson. The guy has been right here. Coach Robinson has been unbelievably helpful to us has a new staff coming in here with his connections, and every city that you go into, he knows somebody. Well, if you're over there, you got to go over here and eat. Then when you have dinner, you got to go over there. Then go by this gas station, tell that guy I said hello. And, I mean, he knows everybody in every town in North Carolina, but he's just been unbelievable in getting us in so many doors in this state with all the high school coaches. I definitely want to thank him as well. The two graduate assistants we have, one is Mark Yellick, played here. This is great. Great guy, has tons of potential. I think he's going to be an outstanding coach. He's organized, thorough. I've really been impressed with him. The other guy, our other graduate assistant on the offensive side of the ball, we had a chance to bring in. He's a guy that I started the first time I worked with him. He had written Coach Holtz a letter and wanted to work camp. He came in and worked camp. He's an ex-Marine. He's organized, he's thorough, he's detailed. Tells us all about his, what was it, Paris Island, all his trips down there and everything else. I was around him a little bit. We had his position open in South Carolina. We hired him there. Again, when I came up here and had his graduate assistant open, I called Turco and I said, Turco, I mean, we have this position open. It was like, hello? Hello? And he was in his car driving here. I mean, the guy is unbelievable, and I'm really excited he's chosen to join us, and that's Kevin Turco. I'm extremely blessed to have unbelievably loyal coaches with the experience, the enthusiasm they have to be here right now. There's no doubt in my mind we can get this thing turned around. It's not going to get done because we sprinkle a little whiffle dust on it or come in and call a couple different offensive or defensive plays. It's going to get done with the support of the people in this room, with the coaches that we just introduced. And there's no doubt in my mind that we can build it here when enough people care about what happens to the future of East Carolina in this program, both in the chairs that you're sitting in and the staff that we have up here. There's no doubt in my mind that where we're going, the future, is there is no limit to what we can accomplish with this place, and I firmly believe it. And I say that because in 1987, I went to Florida State University. Florida State University had a stadium that looked back here exactly like this one. They were an independent at the time, and you look at where they are about 20 years later playing at the level that they're playing, but there's no doubt in my mind that this program deserves to be in the top 20, and there's no limit to what we can accomplish. You leave that at the bottom of my heart. Now, what? As we get into this, I need to thank Terry Holland, I need to thank Nick Floyd, and I need to thank Dr. Bauer. Just for giving me the opportunity to be here with the resources that they've provided us with as we're trying to turn and put this thing together, and recruiting on the football field and everything else has been outstanding. But I think there is great leadership in this program, starting at the top with the chancellor, the athletic director, and the assistant AD, who I think are just three phenomenal people. And I've said this before, that it's not as much where you are as who you're with. And obviously, there are great people in Greenville, North Carolina, and there's great people at the University of East Carolina, and that's why I think this program can accomplish whatever it turns and sets its mind to it. To introduce this recruiting class to you, we are extremely excited as a staff. I'll give you a little bit of what we have walked into. We came in here on December 3rd to start the recruiting process. We have already started junior recruiting for next year. We are already putting the names on the computer. The mailings are starting to go out, camps, clinics, junior days, et cetera. Junior recruiting has already started for next year. So when we walked in on December 3rd, we were 11 months behind in trying to put this class together. The thing that we said, and I said it when I was in here on December 3rd, that we were going to start in the state of North Carolina. We were going to start the state, we were going to scour the state, we were going to make our evaluations on the players that we felt could come in here and help us achieve our goals academically, athletically, and socially as people, and that's where we started. We'll go through this film in just a second. But to introduce this class, there are 23 signees in this class. There are three junior college players. I'll talk, you'll see the film a little bit, but there are three junior college players in this class. The question keeps getting asked, who do you think will make an immediate impact? I think these three junior college players definitely have a chance. They better come in and make an immediate impact. That's why you recruit them as a junior college player. One is a kicker, Robert Lee, General Lee, we call him. Robert Lee came in here, he's from Texas. He's an All-American kicker in the state of Texas. Y'all have the chance to read a lot about him, but I expect him to come in here and compete for us right away and have the chance to be our kicker come fall. The next guy is a young man named Brandon Fractious. Brandon Fractious is about 5'9", weighs about 185 pounds. You'll see the clips. He has great speed and athleticism, and he brings a big play potential. Very similar to what a Chris Johnson does for us or did for us last year, just he gives us a little more depth at it. When we looked at our depth chart, there were only two tailbacks on the depth chart when we first came in, which is why we felt like we needed to bring in a junior college player at that position. The third one is Andre Allison from Georgia Military. Andre Allison is a receiver, about 6 foot. He brings size, speed, and again, gives us a big play potential on the offensive side of the ball. That was something that we felt we really needed when we were looking at this from a junior college standpoint. When we turned to put this class together, we started going through the high schools. Out of the 23 signees, 14 of them are from the state of North Carolina. Last year we were going through, we signed 26, three of them were from the state. East Carolina is just that. It's named East Carolina, and that's where we needed to start, and that's where we started to develop it. 14 of these players are from the state of North Carolina that are going to be playing in their state for the state university and the eastern side of this state, and we feel will bring a pride to this thing and an encouragement in what they're about to turn and take on. Well, in this class, we signed 9 defensive players, 13 offensive players, and 1 kicker. I think when we looked for it, what we were trying to find, when we started our evaluation process, we sat down and watched every film. We didn't go off a recruiting list. We didn't go off any other recruiting publication. We didn't go off who else was recruiting who. We sat down as a staff on offense and defense and evaluated everybody as a staff and putting it together. So everybody was approved, not by one set of eyes or two, but by at least 3 or 4 sets of eyes, they were approved to say that guy can play and help us achieve what we want to achieve. We started in state, and then we started to go outside. Second thing we wanted academics. We were looking for players in this class to build a foundation. We were looking for players that aren't going to be here for a year to help us build a season, but we're looking to build a program here that lasts for the long haul, and we felt like academics was a huge part of it. I honestly say this is probably one of the better classes that I've ever been involved with academically. There were a lot of guys that were scrapped from these lists. I give this staff credit because we sat down and said, these are the guidelines, this is what we're going for, and there might have been a great player out there, but if he didn't have his grades, then we weren't looking to turn and just follow a lot of great players around so they could come here for a year, not make it academically and go home. We wanted people that are going to be here for the long haul, and the duration in academics was a huge part of what we were looking for. Once we turned and got through those two, we're looking for the character. People that were going to come in and represent this program the way it needs to be represented from a social standpoint. As I said to almost every one of them, when we win that bowl game and ESPN comes and sticks that mug on TV and Jill Arrington runs up and sticks that microphone right in your face, I want everybody in the country watching ESPN to say that's what an East Carolina football player is all about. That was a big part of what we were looking for when we turned and put this signing class together. Then came the evaluation on the field. It was the final evaluation that we made, but what we were looking for, we were looking for toughness. We were looking especially if you played on the defensive side of the ball, you had to show us on film where you would come up, lower your head, or stick your nose in there, and turn and deliver a blow. This is a physical game. A physical game that not a lot of people can play because of the mindset you have to play it with. As I once heard the expression said, we were looking for people on defense. We got knocked down, got up, took the shortest route to the ball carrier, and arrived there in a bad mood. That's what we were looking for on the defensive side of the ball. And I think we definitely fulfilled that. We were looking for toughness. We were looking for, and you'll see it on the film, we were looking for athleticism, people that were athletic. We were looking for height, and we were looking for speed. My philosophy's always been, I can't make them taller, and I can't make them faster. But by golly, we can bulk them up and make them bigger. So I figured we wanted height, we wanted speed, athleticism and toughness, with academics and integrity, guys that were going to be here for the long haul in the 5 years, somebody that we could turn and build a solid foundation to turn and build this program, and I think that's what we got. I'm excited about the class we got. I'm excited about these players that we have. I want to introduce them to you by starting this film, letting this play, and then we'll answer any questions anybody might have. Go ahead and hit that film.